Finally, overcome by slavers, the captors were beaten back into line. Slagar blew mud and storm water through the mouth aperture of his silk mask as he prodded the cane hard against Matameo's chest.
You started this. You're the troublemaker. Well, I'll teach you a lesson you won't forget before you're much older.
Vich lay in the mud, holding his ear to staunch the flow of blood. He pointed at Tim.
It was that one. He tried to bite my ear off. I was only walking along, minding my own business.
The masked fox struck the rat's outstretched paw with his cane.
I've told you once before, rat face. Now stop slobbering down there and get up on your paws, or you'll find yourself chained in line with these others.
For long, weary hours, the slave line staggered and stumbled through the rain-battered forest. Matameo and his friends took turns napping as they marched, each keeping the other moving straight as they snatched a small respite. Brambles tore and tugged at their saturated habits, which clung tightly about them, making an extra burden to carry. Chain manacles rubbed and wore, cutting through fur to sore and chafed limbs. Paws that had been accustomed to soft abbey sward soon became raw and pierced by thorns. Stung by nettles, caked with mud and drenched in rain, they staggered onward. No one was allowed to walk. The slavers drove them hard and fast, dog-trotting through woodlands and speeding up when passing through open clearings. Slagar was anxious to get as far from Redwall as possible while the rain kept covering their trail. Dawn broke over the column. Sullen grey-black skies rumbled thunder, occasionally flashing forked lightning and keeping up the remorseless deluge of rain. Slagar shielded his eyes as he looked upward. Truth to tell, he was as weary as his slaves or slavers, having to lead, run up and down the length of the line all night and keep a constant vigil against trouble breaking out. He signalled to Wedgeback.
We'll rest for a while. String them out between that beech and the big oak yonder. Keep them under that low fringe of shrub growing between the trees. Better feed them first.
The captives were thrown an assortment of edible roots and plants. Water was everywhere, so there was no need to dish it out. After the lines were wound around the two broad tree trunks, the captives were allowed to slump down, half sheltered from the driving rain. They lay exhausted beneath the low bushes. Matameo was jerked roughly out of his slumber as the chains were loosened.
Come on, mouse, on your paws. The chief wants a word with you.
The young mouse allowed himself to be dragged, half awake and paw-sore, by Wedgeback and Three Claws. Slagar sat awaiting him in a makeshift den at the base of a big spruce.
Come in, Matameo. You two, get about your business. I have something to tell our little friend, which only concerns him and me.
Wedgeback and Three Claws departed. Slagar leaned back, the silken hood quivering and twitching as he watched his captive through the twin eye slits.
Come and sit here, Matameo,
he said, his voice sounding almost friendly.
Try to keep your eyes and ears open. I don't want you dropping off to sleep just yet. I'm going to tell you a little true story, so pay attention.
The dusty path outside Redwall Abbey had been churned into mud by constant rain. Gloomy puddles and stretches of water lay in the depressions of the road. Matthias pulled his hood up over his ears and signalled to the party waiting at the threshold of the main gate in the watery dawn light.
We march north.
Overhead, the sparrow patrols took off into the driving rain. Matthias, Jess Squiddle and Mrs. Church Mouse headed the march. Mr. Church Mouse was still too unsteady on his paws to be in the vanguard with the others who had lost young ones to the fox.